It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the weekend. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Say that slow and you'll get it accurate every time. I'm Jop and he is Barbecue Bob, and it's trick-or-treat weekend, man. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. We're wearing our masks.
Yeah.
The grumpy old guys from Sesame Street, I think, is
right.
Representing. Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about trick-or-treat stuff and a little bit of beer. We have Tyler Velting in from one of my favorite breweries because it's 2 miles from my house. It's called New Union. And plus, they build a really beautiful bunch of beers.
Oh, yeah.
These are the
absolutely
guys we had on, oh, what, 3 years ago, Tyler, when yeah, you when
couple,
you opened?
2, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Couple, 2, 3.
Yep.
And I was in there for your opening day and amazed that you had 9 pours and every one of them was like, and maybe I'm just proud of you because you're the local boys, but no, I'm pretty critical.
Yeah.
Jop will tell
right
you.
Well, thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, you brought in, let's get right to this,
yeah,
brother. You
it
brought in some beer. This is trick or treat, so
yeah.
No tricks. What's the treats look like? What do we got here? Start with one. Tell us a little bit about it.
All right, let's do a brand new one we just put on this week. It's a Norwegian farmhouse ale.
I wonder what that tastes like.
Yeah, let's crack it open
yeah
and try it. This one,
ba-dum-tsh. Yeah,
we use kind of a Norwegian yeast strand. It's a little bit hazy, kind of farmhouse style.
Oh,
and
okay, like a Viking farmhouse.
Yeah. Little
so tell us that this is a variety that's not a household name, right?
Yeah.
Is this an IPA? Is it a
no
farmhouse? I mean, help the,
yeah, the
uneducated like me out.
Farmhouse is just a lighter style.
Oh, is that nice?
Easy drinking. But what they did back in the day in when making this, the Norwegians would use the juniper branches as their filter at the bottom of the wort tank.
Wow.
So the grain doesn't get down when they sparge it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually use real juniper branches in the mash.
That's crazy.
And you can pull out some of those notes from the juniper in there.
And you can smell it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So, am I drinking gin or am I drinking beer?
Exactly. It's,
right.
It just gives it the little just unique flavor from a traditional farmhouse ale. And, we enjoy this.
Is there any left in that can?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. No. I'm sorry. That's between he and I, right, Bob? Yeah.
So that's just a new one that we came out with, kind of a one-off. We're just trying it out. And brand new yeast that we're using for it. And it's been a big hit so far.
See, Tyler's one of these smart brewers. When you come on the Grillin' Guys show, you got to bring some to-goes with you. So he canned up his beer because they can can their own, right?
Yep.
And I think if there's any left, a couple of them are going to be going up to Deer Camp.
Well, they very well could be. And I'll let you do that. You can stop right by those so close to your house and grab the rest of the six pack that you need to go, right?
I'm sure that I'm going to bring some growlers down.
Yep.
Right.
Because I got to last like 6 days.
Do you? Right. Yeah, they don't make that up there. You're right where you're going. You got to bring it with you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But did you cook anything this week, Bob? Or are you prepping for Deer Camp next week? What are you thinking?
My wife took a trip about a week ago, and she hasn't come back yet. So
she does this frequently. I think that's how you're so blissfully married.
We get along great when she's gone.
Right, yeah.
No. She runs her own business, so she's got some girlfriends with cottages up in Pentwater, and she did a long weekend, and it got longer when another one said, oh, I'm going to be in mine, and
yeah.
So there you go.
Well, and she's got the kind of job she can work anywhere. I mean, it's internet-based, and
yeah,
she can connect. So
yeah,
I get it. Take your computer with you, and you're working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
many people do that now in this whole COVID thing we got going on that I think that I've got buddies that are in management of companies, and they're starting to scratch their heads like, why do we have all this brick and mortar? We're just as effective when everybody's working at home, and they like it better, and we're more productive.
Yeah, but we need to get people back in their offices.
Right. Well, yeah.
It's driving around downtown Grand Rapids, it's sad to see stop signs where blinking lights and nobody on the street.
Right.
And I guess Manhattan's even worse.
Really?
It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
I see people moving around Grand Rapids and Detroit. I don't see them in a lot of other big cities when I see news features or whatever, unless they're burning it down, which they're doing in Philadelphia now.
Right.
Anyway, so I haven't cooked a lot. I've been, you know, I started that new job at Camping World selling RVs and just having a ball, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I close a sale, I'll mention the show, and a couple of my customers get a really big kick out of that, and they want to talk more about grilling than their new RV.
Well, sure. You know, you got to get a little side hustle going and start selling grills with the RV.
Well, you know, that store has a lot of that stuff in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Big selection of Lodge, which is really cool.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of portable grills, you know.
Right.
But I work on the RV side, so we have a big 20-acre lot.
Sure.
Of pavement. And it's like Candyland. If you like traveling and camping, it's like Candyland because, I mean, the stuff we're building these days is just incredible. And they have little outdoor refrigerators and grill areas in them. And I think this can would fit right on those racks.
Right. Right. And, it's, you know, these are cool colors, Tyler. What's going on with this? I mean, I've never seen it. It's kind of like a matte, flat black.
It's like a clay.
It's really cool. Really cool.
Kind of a different design, something that kind of stands out, and I think the black and the matte finish kind
little,
of stands out.
Little copper in there too. Yep. Yeah, that's really cool. Now, they get these in your brewery, right? They don't. You don't necessarily get them on the store shelf yet.
Yeah, those are made to go. We fill them and seal them, made to order.
Okay.
So if you want to know where New Union is, it's literally ground zero in Lowell. It's right on the main Four Corners. Yep. You bought a prime piece of real estate. There used to be the feed mill there, which, tell us what happened to that.
Well, it just came down a week ago. You know,
it was iconic, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a very, there was four big silos, kind of, besides King Milling, the tallest feature in Lowell. And it was used probably until about 10 or 15 years ago, but it was in really bad shape, and we were thinking of how we could utilize it, but after long consideration, it was going to have to come down because it couldn't be salvaged.
Right. Well, it's more danger than it is benefit to anybody, right?
Yeah.
So right now it's leveled, the stuff's removed, and you got a big parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty big right now, which we didn't have before. We didn't have enough parking before, so now we kind of solved that problem, and we're looking to put an addition on the building, just like an outdoor patio area with all the stuff going on. We were going to do this before COVID hit, but now with the seating restrictions and so on, it's just a great opportunity for us to expand outdoors.
I want to talk about that a little bit. You're a small business guy that has started a business not that many years ago.
Yeah.
And we all know you get that humped 2 to 3 to 5 years, whatever before your business really starts getting profitable, and then COVID hits you.
Yeah.
And so I would just like not to bring the show down, but tell me how COVID has impacted your business, positive, negative, what you've learned, what you've come out of it, because I think it's a really interesting perspective. There's so many breweries out there.
Sure. We are a very small brewery. Our capacity is 55, so it's only like 1,800 square feet. So it's very small, and we do everything in the one building. We brew and have seating. So, yes, it was a big impact to, you know, have that seating restriction. But then we were just trying to think out of the box. We actually had the canning machine upstairs that we hadn't utilized yet. So the day that we knew that we weren't going to be able to open and we were going to be able to do to-go only at the very beginning, we got the canning machine down, went and got some blank cans from a local dealer, and then I went to the computer and printed off labels with the Surgeon General warning and the ABV and everything that we were just slapping on blank cans. And, you know, we had to get by that. And it helped us. And now we're doing more cans than we could have ever imagined to go.
This one we're trying here is called Norwegian Farmhouse Stop in New Union. It is fantastic. It's really unique if you like hazies. This one is almost a little milder on the hazy side. It's not
so malty.
Not overly hoppy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yep. And I have another one if you guys want to try it.
You do?
Yeah. Twist our arms.
Yes. Right. Well, you know what? This could be the new union show from the Grilling Guys studios, right? Yeah, we can do that. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk more with Tyler about the beer because this is cool. This is a great success story that has had a major setback like many of our listeners and their small businesses have. And I just want to explore that a little bit more because it's a good story, but it's a story of perseverance and good beer. What can be wrong with that? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
And now, back to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're in our studio today, and trick or treat, baby. And we're having a little bit of fun because our friend Tyler from New Union Brewing in Lowell, Michigan, is in the studio with us. And damn if he didn't bring some treats on the trick or treat show. So what do you think, Bob? First one we had was a Norwegian farmhouse. Reaches real deep into Bob's heritage, being that he's from a Norwegian and from that area of the world.
Finnish and Swedish, actually.
Right, yeah, all right.
Cousins.
But it's all cousins over there. But during the break, just so happened, trick or treat happened again, and we opened up a Big Bang Brown. Tyler, tell us about it.
Yeah, this is kind of one of my favorites. It's just got a lot of flavors going on. It's a perfect fall beer. We used Rouster's Coffee, which is a local coffee company.
Oh, cool.
Local
the beans, or what did you use? Liquid coffee in
the beans. Actually, okay. they do a rough ground with the beans, and we actually, almost like a cold brew, we put it in after the beer is made,
uh-huh.
and we steep it.
So it's a coarse ground. You don't throw the whole bean in.
No, we actually have a special bag that releases, almost like a tea bag, like on a large level, and kind of soak it in there after the fact, after the beer is already fermented. And it just gives like a nice flavor to it. You can really taste the coffee, but it's not bitter. It's not overpowering with bitterness.
I tried this the other night when I was in there, and I was pleased as punch. Your manager, Bob, poured me a nice one. Of course, I have my own mug there, so it's nice to grab something familiar.
Right. Yeah, especially when your wife's out of town.
Especially when your wife's out of town. I only had one, honey.
No, oh, yeah, it was grabbing the beer. That was it. That's exactly. 5.7 ABV, only 28 IBUs. Yeah. Easy drinking beer.
It's just easy drinking. It's nice for, like I said, the fall, you know, sitting by the fire. It's
really standing nice. By the grill.
Standing by the grill.
Cold one of these and it's a hot really tongs nice. In your hand.
It reminds me very much of the brown that... Old Nation makes.
Oh, okay.
Very much like that. Beautiful.
Good.
Coffee, I think actually Cranker's made one like that too, about that football player from Central. They named it after him.
Yeah.
But he's the one that got in trouble, so they quit. They quit naming it after
him.
But you know, it's funny. This time of year, I finally get an interest in Browns.
Yeah.
I think it's psychological, but
I think so too. I mean, same deal. I get the same thing. So I enjoy it. It was named after the actual coffee that Rousters has.
That's nice.
They have the Big Bang, and you can get the coffee. And
so they're out of Grand Rapids?
Yeah, there's actually they have a few locations where you can sit down, coffee shop, and then they have their roasting facility as well.
Right.
Don't you love the smell when you walk in that roasting facility?
Smells great.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yep.
I'm a coffee freak.
Well, Tyler, I know you didn't bring any, but you also do like ciders, seltzers, other drinks and stuff as well, or did you? And I just haven't—I didn't observe.
Yeah,
all right.
I actually did bring. That's also what happened when COVID started. We were just exploring seltzers, and we've come out with a whole line of seltzers. And
wow, and a microbrew. Just,
yeah,
and you've got not too much brewing space in your place, right?
No, we have. We have at least 12 different beers on at any given time, and then we have seltzers as well. Those are made and flavored to order, so we have 8 to 10 different flavors on right now of different things you can try for the seltzers. So it's been a big hit. It was especially good throughout the summer. You know, it was enjoyable. But then we also did this hop seltzer, which is a kind of a different take. It's not like a fruit. It's
a little bit like a brute, maybe.
Well, no, it's a way to taste the hops, just as they would taste without any of the other stuff in your beer.
Oh,
so because the seltzer has very little flavor to it, we added just Citra hops. We did a
very
couple,
popular hop in a lot of beers, a lot of IPAs.
Yeah,
have Citra hops.
And we did a couple different dry hops with it. That's after the fact, after it's made, and let the hops soak in there and. It turned out great.
I don't believe you. It turned out great until you. Well, looky there.
Let's
trick or treat. Here we go.
You're such a beggar.
You're able to taste the hops without, you know, how they would naturally taste. And it just is kind of a unique flavor that goes well with that. So it's kind of neat.
Awesome. Well, Randy's new bride, I think, might like that because she kind of likes some of those seltzers.
Really interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Nice, though.
Mm-hmm. You're lapping me, Joppy. I'm still sucking on my brown.
Well, yeah, that's right. I
so
get
you can
it.
Taste some of that floral and grassy flavor from the hops, and it's just that's the only flavoring in there. So it's a little different. There's no extra sugars, no extra sweeteners, no extra anything. It's just.
So what is a seltzer?
Well,
is it like a malt liquor?
You know, you better ask Ryan on that.
It's a Mickey's.
Because I don't make it. So
his partner Ryan gets a lot of this glory because this kid, I say kid, what's he, 35, 40?
Yep.
You know, he is a scientist and he's humble. But like I said, the first time when they did their opening, all 9 beers spot on, doesn't happen.
Right.
Been to a lot of, Jop, you and I have been to a lot of openings and new breweries. And
you
it's
get two
not
or three
easy.
That are like, this is, you're going to lead with this one, but these other ones, you know, keep working.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yep.
Right.
And we still have some of the original ones that we started with. We rotate in or our amber we've had on since the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also, he's very good at doing the Belgians.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's about time to bring those out again, too.
It is.
That's a winter kind of beer, isn't it?
We had the triple on for a little bit, but I think we got to get something
people
like that.
People had to spend the night after.
speaking of winter beers, the last one I want to touch on is this bourbon barrel-aged oatmeal stout. There's a lot going on in one of those. That's like a sandwich in a can.
Well, it's Ryan and I, we kind of try to brew the beers that we like, too. So we do a lot of
you know
of
what?
IPA.
If I had a brewery, that'd be the same way I'd do it, right?
Yeah. And so we did a lot of barrel-aged beers. And for a small brewery, that's kind of difficult. We have 4 going on right now that are aging, and we've done as many as eight at a time.
Do you need space, extra space to store those barrels in?
Yeah.
Because I know that I think like Founders uses that dolomite, or not dolomite, but the
gypsum
mine. Yeah. Because the temperature is 50 degrees perfect all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Can you find a spot like that?
Dig a hole, baby.
I think that because of the size that we are, it works out. We have enough to...
You have enough in that big cooler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So let me talk a little bit about this before he takes off, because he's got a busy day. And we appreciate you coming down, really.
Yeah.
Happy to promote friends. And... the first time I went in there, that your grand opening, well, actually it was before you opened.
Yeah.
I kept stopping by because I was so excited to see a building. And I ran into Ryan. And he's in there working away. And I looked around at what you did with the copper and the stainless. And I said, oh, my gosh. It was a little... It was a little farm store. It was like a farmer's market.
Feed store, yeah.
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 And it was so beautiful. I'm like, oh my gosh, what a transition. These guys are doing everything right. It's so cool to see in my little town, you know?
Sure.
And it's still, you still walk in there and you've created a nice vibe.
Yeah.
People, I run into my friends there every time I stop. And that's the best part.
Yeah, it's a great community.
Yeah.
Great community. It's a good spot for everybody in the community to enjoy, meet, and bring in a lot of people that don't know about Lowell.
Right.
So a lot of people come into Lowell, and they're like, wow, what is this?
I've got my brother-in-law in Troy, and he comes over with his buddies once a year, all his college buddies, 16 of them. They rent a big house on Lake Michigan. They now stop by your place on their beer tour.
Neat.
And these are successful executives from all
That's
around
great.
The country.
That's pretty cool.
That get together to do Lake Michigan once a year, And I also hook them up with Vicky's Pasties in Saranac, so they get like 20 of those frozen pasties, and that's their midnight munch.
Yep. So, Ty, tell us a little bit about where you're at again, so everybody knows that they've been listening. We've wet their whistle now. So
yep. We're 400 West Main, right downtown Lowell, right on the Fulton M21 and Alden Nash.
There's like
the
one main stoplight in Lowell.
Yeah.
Right.
You get off the freeway. If you're heading to Greenville,
right.
It's right there. This is crazy.
What? What do you have there?
That sparkling. That seltzer.
You got the seltzer.
The seltzer.
You missed out on.
I didn't think I'd like it.
You missed out on the bourbon barrel oatmeal stout, buddy.
It's all gone?
No, it's not all gone because it's 11.5 ABV. You don't want to get on that one too heavy.
What do you call this seltzer?
That's the Citra. Hop seltzer.
Citra hop seltzer. Write that down on the chalkboard right there.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought? That's crazy.
I know. I thought it was
that
a great
doesn't even
idea
make sense.
For Ryan wanted to try it, and I was like, that's a great idea. Tried it, and it really turned out perfect.
You know what's beautiful about it? A lot of seltzers, to me, for one thing, never, ever, ever buy White Claw. You know why?
Why?
Because it's owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
You buy a White Claw, you're sending money to the CCP, and they are trying to destroy our country.
Easy.
Right now.
We're talking beer.
No,
get off the politics, Nirmico.
No, it's practical.
Come on.
It's practical. Never buy White Claw. It's
all right.
Pure evil.
All right.
Well, we have an alternative for you.
There
we
you
have
go.
A great alternative.
All right.
And
Tyler Velting, New Union Brewery, Lowell, Michigan. Thanks for making time and joining
guys.
The grilling guys.
Really appreciate
we appreciate
it.
You guys being here. And Bob's going to love the cans that are unopened. So we appreciate your time, brother.
And help take down the CCP. Buy this.
All right. Coming up next, what goes better with beer is pizza on the grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and it's the weekend, and Tyler just left.
GGG Tyler?
Yeah. He just left, and so we're out of beer. Trick or treat's over. All right. Change the show. But,
okay. That
no,
was fun.
It was fun.
How fun. And, you know, and especially living out in that little town, you want to be proud of all your local businesses. We have two breweries. That one, I love their beer.
Right.
The other one?
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't need to be haters. But,
no, I'm
but
not.
We brought the right guy in.
But
we'll just leave it at that.
That's the brewery you want to hit.
Right. Yep. If you're in the Little Burg of Lowell.
And we're just having a great conversation with Trevor because Trevor is a youngster. He's a, what are you, 12?
Yeah.
No, he's like, what, 30?
Yeah. I'm 28.
He's 28. So he's got all the young hipster buddies, you know, and they love. What a great time to grow up if you're 28. You're
right.
In Grand Rapids, Beer City, USA.
Right.
You got all this. You guys are spoiled. We were begging for Coors because we couldn't get it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was that West Coast beer. Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, so, you know, a lot of these breweries don't serve food. Right? Because it's a whole different licensure. It's a whole different animal. So what goes good with beer is pizza, right? Now,
you
we're
think
gonna,
so?
Yeah, I do. And we're going to
heard that.
We, you know, in our brilliance in show design, after we talked to the beer guy, we're talking about pizza on the grill.
I'm hungry.
Right? Yeah. And but one of the things that I've struggled with, because I'm not a good baker, is
right.
putting a pizza dough together.
And let me tell you something. I have worked on pizza crust for a long, long time, so I feel you. It's really easy to fail.
Right, right. So basically this is water, yeast, a little olive oil, some flour, and some salt, right? Those are the ingredients that go in a dough. Now, reading about this on the internet, I'm certainly not an expert, okay? But reading about this on the internet, what happens is that there's two ways to do this. Is one is you can do it, and then an hour later, you can use the dough to make the pizzas. I've been told by smarter people than me that that's not the preferred way. The second way is you make the dough, and then you put it in the fridge overnight, cover it in cellophane on a pan. I think you do the same thing with it 1 hour, but you put it in the fridge overnight, and then you use it the next day. The beauty of this is that it'll keep a few days.
But whoever thinks that far in advance.
Yeah, right, right.
So, make a note here. Maybe in the next week or two, let's get my daughter Emily on the phone from Knoxville, because she has a one-hour menu or a recipe that she does at our house, and she uses our big mixer and everything.
Right.
A special kind of flour, and it's way better than any pizza I make.
Right.
She shows me up, and like every time she gets a chance.
Yeah, because this is all-purpose flour that we're talking about. But my point was, find a recipe on the internet. The difference is you use double the yeast if you want it to be done in an hour. In this particular recipe, it's a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons. It's not a ton of yeast. Yeast is an active ingredient that you don't want to overdo it. But if you use 1 teaspoon. You're going to get it overnight. If you use 2 teaspoons, it kind of speeds up the process.
Yeah,
but you were saying that it makes the dough tough.
You have
then.
To be careful. And I have tried that and failed miserably a bunch of times. And my mom was a great baker. My wife is a great baker. Me, I'm a barbecue guy.
Right, exactly.
But,
me too, and that's why.
The one thing I've learned is you have to be patient. And
well, there's our first problem.
I know. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, this oatmeal stout is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Barrel-aged.
Yep. It is.
The one thing I've learned is that if you try and do it with extra yeast, your crust gets kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow my daughter, Emily, does it in a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, but she uses this flour that's yellow. And I know that King Milling is right across from New Union.
Right.
And my buddy Greg Ball is like one of the greatest millers in the country. He's one of the 7 guys who mills flour that's nationally ranked. And he gives me this high-protein flour. And that's what you want. But it's a real trick. If you can do it in advance, I would tell you to absolutely make it the day before, and you'll have a lot less trouble. If you talk to, like, I've got a buddy that had, like, 5 of these Domino's stores, right? They would make it up the day before and put it in the fridge. And that's how yeast wants to activate. The other thing is, when you're dissolving that yeast, don't let your water temperature. Here's time for your thermopen. Don't let your water temperature be above 110 degrees, because it'll kill the yeast.
Oh, okay.
So it's a real... And a brewer probably knows that, right? But
right.
It's a real trick. And it's like a little active bug, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. It is. But so let's talk about making pizzas on the grill, because
that's what we really there's
a
do.
Let's talk about equipment and then technique, right? So what equipment do I need to make a pizza on my grill?
A grill. Just get a grill. There's several ways you can do it, but let's say you do get this crust thing down, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just okay. People seem to like it. I'm never happy with my pizza. People that eat it are, but I think it's free food. They're seagulls, you know?
All depends who you ask, right? Yeah.
There's a place in Cedar Springs called Stein Brothers.
Yep.
That's the best pizza that's the best crust I've ever had. And my wife is a crust freak. I think women are really critical of crust. My wife is. And it's the Irish and English in her. You know, they love their dough. That Stein Brothers is phenomenal. I would love to make a crust like theirs. But let's say you've got a good dough. You can always just buy a crust from Gordon's Foods as well.
Wherever.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So you can put a ceramic stone on your fireplace.
On your grill?
I have another beer bomb. You can put a ceramic stone. You can tell how many industries I've been in.
Yeah.
You can put a ceramic stone in your travel trailer. Yeah. the key is, if you're going to use a ceramic stone for your pizza, you have to have that thing heated up before you try baking your pizza, because that stone is going to radiate the heat.
Right. Evenly.
It's going to radiate it, and if you don't heat the stone up, what I used to do is take my big stone, make my pizza on it, and go set it on the grill. Well, the center was doughy. Right. The outside was burnt.
Yep.
That thing's got to be hot. You got to get it on a cookie sheet. You got to put your cornmeal on it so it'll slide off, your ball bearings, basically.
Right. Cornmeal on the cookie sheet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And slide it onto that hot pizza stone that's on your grill.
Right.
Any cheap piece of crap grill can do this.
Right.
Any grill.
Because all you're trying to do is get that stone hot, and when you close the lid, you're creating an oven, right? And it's hot as you can get it, right? I mean, when you go into restaurants that have the little wood-fired stone pizza ovens, rather.
Stone-fired.
Right. They're 700-800 degrees
there. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that stone is hot. And they slide them in there, and they cook quickly.
And they spin them around.
Right, and all that stuff.
That's a wonderful process to watch.
Right, it is. And I
would love to have one of those.
Me too. And I've been talking to Lisa about it a little bit.
Wait till you move.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because that's something you don't want to travel with as much as you want it to be installed.
Yeah, somewhere. You want a real masonry one, too.
Right, yeah, because then the stones get hot.
Oh, man.
You wood fire it in the back, and
there's some tricks
cool.
to that. We should get one of those guys on the show sometime, too, because I think more and more people want to build this stuff in their backyard.
Right.
And, like, you know.
We've all, you know, if COVID's done nothing else, it's taught us that we can have a lot of fun and relaxation
right
at home.
Yeah, or in Michigan.
Right.
I mean, we can't get travel trailers fast enough right now.
Right.
People want to camp. They want to go out in the woods by themselves. And look at right now. I mean, I've just got my motorhome all ready to roll. I'm working in the right place. I got my generator and my converter and everything ready. I'm going to roll that big bus up there, put the slide out, put the awning down, and crack a beer.
Right.
I'm good to go.
Yep.
I got a generator. I got gas. I got propane.
You know, I've been talking to you about this for years, and you were like the tenting man until now all of a sudden something happened. You turned whatever age you are, and you got soft, man.
You know what happened? I went camping with my granddaughters. We took them up to Wilderness State Park, and I let them sleep with Yaya, which is what they call Grandma, Maureen. So they slept with Yaya on our big mattress, and I took my little single-man portable in a little pup tent. And I woke up every morning on the ground.
Stiff.
I couldn't walk.
Right.
And I got 4-year-olds running down the beach.
Right.
Can't do it.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to walk on over to the campfire and maybe put some chili on. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. go to Garrett's Appliance. And while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family has been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
It's the weekend, and you're listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for doing that, because we appreciate it that you tune in each and every week. And if you're just tuning in for the first time today, then you missed a little bit of fun we had. We had our friend Tyler Velting from New Union Brewery in for the first couple segments, and damn if he didn't bring some trick-or-treats with him. We've had some really good beer. What went beer, best with beer is pizza. We talked about that. So
easy
now we're
going to
walk
say.
Over. Right, not really.
It's like network.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're going to walk over to the campfire and talk a little bit about chili because, in fact, that's the next thing that goes really good with beer. Take it away, Bob.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to listen to our ramblings because we write a show plan every week, but we just don't necessarily follow it. And
such a waste of paper.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry if any one of these shows sends you sideways and it's just like two guys babbling on. But we're really trying to put together good content. But sometimes people bring beer in and it gets a little... It gets a little crazy in here.
Does that ever happen at your camp if you're listening?
Yeah.
Where you start talking about one thing and there's a rabbit trail head down that thing? Listening to the Grillin' Guys because of that, right?
I bow hunt because I love watching the squirrels.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, we hope that even if you don't deer hunt, we hope you can live vicariously through those of us who do because it's so wonderful to be out in the woods. I mean, if you're worried about COVID, and I'm not, I mean, if I get the flu, I get the flu. I'm gonna take some hydroxychloroquine and get rid of it.
Right.
I just want to be in a tree watching God's beauty.
Nature.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And when, where I hunt up at Whipple, my buddy Ted Baucamp, it's in a family trust. Nice to have a trust, let me say that.
Well, private land is wonderful when you're hunting. Right.
And we've got bald eagles, we've got peregrine falcons, we've got cougar. Per me, I had a face-to-face encounter with a giant cat. It was too dark for me to tell exactly what it was, but I lived. That was right. The best part. And yep. I had like stained underwear as a result of
right.
It.
No, I get it, man.
And I think we're probably going to have wolves in no time because I know there's trail cam pictures of wolves around Baldwin. We've got bear. We've got a covey of bear. We've got a den right on our 400-acre piece. And it's just wonderful to be out in that nature. And I don't even care if I shoot a deer, to be honest
right.
with you. Maybe I'm getting soft. I know I'm getting soft.
No, I got over that a long time ago. It's a lot of work, and it's just Lisa and I, and, you know, 60, 70 pounds of venison is a lot to eat in a year for us.
Oh, well, I love eating it. I don't care so much about it. I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody.
Right.
I don't have to put a picture on Facebook like so many people do. Here's my deer, You know, it's like you shouldn't have shot that one. It wasn't it wasn't worthy. You should have let it, you know, breed a little more.
Right.
But either way, whatever. Don't be judgmental. It's just I love hunting and I love having stew and chili at deer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my affinity for Dutch ovens, and I got my big 12-quart Lodge, and I just want to help people walk through a little simple chili at deer camp, roasting your vegetables. And you don't have to roast them all at deer camp. Let me tell you something. We buy a lot of tomatoes from the supermarket.
Right.
And very often when we buy those tomatoes, we don't eat them all because we buy a bunch.
I mean,
we make a lot of salads. And sometimes they'll get a little wrinkled. You'll get those little cherry tomatoes, the cherubos or whatever you call them. They'll get a little wrinkled. I'll throw them on a cookie tin, throw them in the oven with a little oil on the bottom, and I'll just roast them down real quick, and I'll throw them in a Ziploc, put them in the freezer. Now I've got roasted tomatoes. I have lots of bags of roasted tomatoes. A tomato tastes so much better when you roast it. A pepper tastes better when you roast it.
Well, you're drawing some of the water out of it, and you're concentrating the flavors is what you're doing.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it just changes it. So if you're just putting a can of tomatoes in, you're missing it because you have a chance to have a fire-roasted vegetable, which just brings out a profile, and it explodes. And chili is, I don't know, chili's kind of a sacred food to me, just like stew. You know,
ate it yesterday for lunch, you know, because you can make a big batch of it and you freeze it in single serving containers. And that's one of those things that does freeze very well and you pop it out and it's good to go. But nothing better than the day it's fresh. Right. Actually, I guess I would retract that and say chili's always better the second day.
Sometimes it is.
Right. Those flavors get to meld together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we did a lot of chili competitions together. The grilling guys, we have some trophies and stuff we won. Actually got invited to the Nationals for a chili cook-off. I really wish we would have went to Reno for that because that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'd still be paying for it. But it is fun to make chili, and there's lots of little tricks and secrets. And one of the things I learned from somebody, I don't know, Sagebrush Zeb, or I don't know what his name was, but one of the things I use for a thickener is cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take some cornmeal and like the who's the little biscuit boxes?
Jiffy.
You get a little box of Jiffy corn muffin mix, and you pour about half of that in a measuring cup, and you add a can of the beer that you don't like. Somebody leaves some crap beer at your house, use that. So it's got to be a big enough bowl. Mix that up, let it sit and foam for a while and settle down and dissolve, and then pour that in your chili when you're trying to thicken it up, if you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, beer and cornmeal does something to chili that is quite spectacular.
Beer and pizza, beer and chili, beer and cornmeal.
It only takes one can.
There's a common theme here.
It only takes one can.
Right.
I would not use this oatmeal stout, though, because this is
too damn good.
Amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to waste that in chili.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to Jones right now because I'm bought out. So the other thing is, what beans are you going to select for your chili?
See, I mean, red kidneys are traditional. I like a three-bean chili. I'll do some pintos with those. I hate good lima call. Beans. They will never, ever touch a chili.
That's not a chili bean.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, do whatever you like.
The lima bean.
Right.
Who ever thought that
one up? No. Sorry, it's terrible. But anyway, some people don't like beans in their chili. But a great place for all your surplus venison, too.
Is in the chili. Especially freezer meat.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
So roasting your vegetables. And then, of course, there is another recipe that uses Bloody Mary mix for a chili.
Right.
If you're really freaking out and got to make a chili quick and you got some Bloody Mary mix left over in the fridge, throw that in.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. We might continue talking about libations for deer camp. I'm not sure. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is one of the better ones. Unless he murdered someone in your immediate family, you must bail a friend out of jail within 24 hours.
Yeah, is it? Knock on wood, I've not been in jail, but do you really only get one phone call?
Yes.
Is that how that works still?
Yes, and I called my first sergeant, and he was there within a half an hour, and I was scared to death.
Sure.
Because all he wanted to know when he got there was whether or not I won the fight. And I did, so yeah. He was proud of us.
Right, yeah.
Chief Ciccone, right. God love him. He was a wonderful man. He sent me to Australia. He did great things for me because I worked hard for him.
Yeah,
you know. Anyway, memory lane. So it's that time of year when a lot of us are cutting a lot of firewood.
Yep.
A lot of my relatives, older cousins and brother-in-laws and stuff.
You have cousins older than you?
Oh, they're all older than me. I'm the baby of the family.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're dinosaurs. John Buck went to Woodstock.
John's a family member?
Yep.
Okay.
And
I don't know how Buck and Nermico got in the same family.
He's in my wife's family.
I was going to say.
He went to Woodstock, and I went to Woodstack.
Right, yeah.
I just got to cut wood. I'm still cutting wood. And thank goodness my brother-in-law, Paul, who I'm taking hunting, sold me his mule. So I now have something to cruise through the wood. You got to come out.
Right.
When we're going to go to Gravel Bottom next week, right?
Right. Yep. Another brewery
you
in Michigan.
You should come here. Over and we'll take a little midnight run in the mule.
That sounds like just a recipe for trouble
there. It's so fun.
The little midnight run. Are we getting off your property or are we just going to stay on your property?
We can a little of both.
Right. I mean, we can encroach on a neighbor, but we're not going down the road, right?
No,
this thing's not roadworthy.
We're going to run the power lines. And
right.
Yeah, come on out.
We'll can you do that with a libation?
Yes.
Oh.
At my place.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, it's a four-seater mule, and I just love the thing. So we'll do that, and I don't know. I'm just getting in the groove. I love what I'm doing at work. I finally have a job that I love. I'm having fun. And I'm helping people camp.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think there's a better place for me to be.
Right.
And nobody else will have me, but...
Well, that's exactly right.
No, but I'm helping people camp. I'm helping people... It'd be like you helping people make pizza crust. Nah,
right,
just
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
It's
camping is fun. You love going to deer camp.
Oh, I do.
Just imagine if all your buddies that went out there didn't have pole barns and all this stuff for you to stay in, but you had to bring trailers out.
Right.
And fifth wheels.
I actually stayed in the trailers when I went to Chartucky. I stayed in the fifth wheel. I mean, it was like the Hilton.
They're so nice.
Yeah. I mean, there were seven pillows on the bed, right? I had to throw the bastards on the floor so I could sleep.
I walk into them and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm getting one of these. Right. I've said that about 48 times, I think.
Right, yeah.
I'm getting one of these.
Yep.
So the motorhome won't be around long.
Right.
But also, a couple days ago, I went up and cleared a path up at Whipple to get the big bus in there.
Sure.
And so I think I can make it in. I should have brought it up, really. But
well, you'll figure it out when you hear the...
About a mile to the gallon. But I went to Chase Creek Smokehouse,
right,
and I got myself a beautiful ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so perfect. We want to just tell everybody about the Chase Creek Smokehouse in Chase, Michigan. It's a fantastic place. You got to go there. It's just west of 131, about 6 miles. The biggest and the best smokehouse in Michigan.
Yep, it's wonderful. Hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you get into Lowell, Michigan, see our friends at New Union Brewery. Tyler and the guys would love to introduce you to some really, really good beer. If you're in a tree, be safe. Get up and down safe and shoot a big one. We'll talk with you next week.
That's right. And remember, we're taking down the CCP.